Pharaohs. Get out here. I had to spend the whole day in public, and I'm itching to kill something. Your sweet, fat ferret body cracks so nicely in my strong tanuki paws. Pharaohs? I know you're here somewhere, and I can smell you. Come out. What's this? You shouldn't really leave the Pharaoh's core lying around on the floor. I'll just put it away for you, and then we'll get started. Least I can do before I kill you again.
I got you, Nuke! My freeze ray really worked! Now you're trapped in ice! Now I'm gonna be calling the shots around here! That's right! I, Pharaohs the Ferret, have defeated Nuke the Tanuki! No more side projects! No more stupid magic! Nothing but building my death ray! Ha 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 ha! Look at you! I'm so glad I started the recorder before you walked in! Alright! This is log number 13. After long hours of testing and repeated death by full body frostbite, I've gotten a huge payoff! Nuke is trapped in a full body coating of ice. All that's left is to stuff him into the steep freeze chamber I prepared ahead of time. And I can get back to what's really important. The death ray! No more worrying about Nuke's stupid magic septum ring and getting him a dick or whatever he was talking about. I'll keep Fluke around to help me. He's halfway competent. Gordy will protect the lair, and I can run around doing whatever murder and mayhem I want to blow off steam. And to heck with Nuke's lectures about keeping a low profile. Yep, everything is going to plan. I'll just wheel him in there. Wait, what's that sound?
Master, how can you free?
Pharaohs, I have to admit that you really surprised me.
Master, please, can't breathe.
I'll give you points for getting the drop on me. An ice beam, though? Very foolish. That's the proper term for it, you know. Ice beam. Freeze rays are for halting the forward movement of time.
Ice beam? Stupid name!
Pharaohs. This is why I'm the master and you're the minion. You just can't see the bigger picture. All right, come over here. I'm not much for science, but I do like math. We use it in magic all the time, you know. I also do understand basic thermodynamics and physics. Things you can see and touch are very important. Here are the equations for how much thermal energy I generate. See? And here's a representation of the physical strength I can bring to bear at any moment. My body is very dense, but not as dense as your cute little head. Freezing things is very inefficient. You have to remove heat to do it. But you already know that, don't you? It takes a lot of power, so here's how we find how much thermal energy you'd have to move to overcome my internal heat and physical strength. That's what you need to overcome. It's a lot of power. See? Are you sure? I think you could use a closer look. Here. How was that? Sinking in? No. Take another look. No. That's not right at all. We're gonna have to really drive this point home. There. I'm sure you're getting it now. Pharaohs, you're so adorable like this. I love messing up your pretty face. Look at that. You've got a fear boner, too. They say asphyxiation orgasms are very intense. That's why autoerotic asphyxiation is so popular, and why so many people die from it. Why don't we test it out? It's been a while since I've sucked dick. I think I love making you come while you die. Look at you. Wondering why you can't breathe, even though I released you. I crushed your windpipe, Pharos. Ha ha. That's it. Shh. Shh. Just relax. Your head's swimming. I can see your eyes glazing over, even under all that swelling. You're so cute, Pharos. Sometimes, I wish I could watch that light of yours go out forever. I'd freeze you in my memory just like this. Ah, now you're gone. Ah, my adorable ferret. What's this? Oh. I got one of your broken teeth in my mouth while I kissed you. That's way more romantic than gum, don't you think? Ah, Pharos. You really are the perfect henchman, you know that? You give me every excuse you can to kill you. There's no one else I'd rather spend eternity with. It's gotten really messy in here. All this blood and gore doesn't help either. Pharos, clean up your lab. Part nuke. There. Well, better luck next time, Pharos. End of log.